time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Ever Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're on once again. We'll be here till noon today. And hopefully I'll get some more information on what's going on in Marion. like the building across the street from us getting new window frames. Oh, it looks good. And that building is quite old. You know, the cornerstone, I don't think has ever been reopened. But it would be interesting to look at the inside the cornerstone of the Euler building. It was once erected by Edward Huber. Yeah, that was a Huber building before it took on businesses. Okay. Now, what else could I ask you today? Oh, that's right. I never did get the answer to why do we celebrate Thanksgiving era with gruesomeness? With, all kinds of terrible things. You know, costumes and movies and haunted this and that. But what was the origin of all that what do you call it? Outlook? Why do we celebrate Halloween in such a manner? And where did the candy come from? Well, that was a trick-or-treat, and that used to be, that was the treat. If you came up and knocked on somebody's door, a lot of times they'd invite you in, and if you gave them your name or talked to them, they'd give you some candy, or maybe even a penny, and you would walk out. That's another era. Now you have trunk-or-treat. We hand out tons and tons of candy to the trick-or-treaters, but there's no tricks involved. It's all treat. And you can imagine the cavities produced by all that candy. Woo! I bet more than one kid eventually will have to have what I once had, a root, what they call it, the root canal. Oh, my goodness. It's okay if the kids take that candy and brush their teeth every day, but how many do? And how many pounds of candy does the average young person acquire during Halloween? At the trunk or treats, especially. Oh, my goodness. But, and why do we give out treats? Naturally, you're supposed to give out a treat to prevent a trick. Originally. But there's a lot we just go through life taking for granted, don't we? In other words, when Halloween comes, it's a time to dress up as ghosts and horrible creatures and get treats, candy by the tons. But how did this all come about? Now, Halloween is Hallowed Eve. It's the eve of the feast of All Saints. Yeah, okay. So, continuing on, 740-383-9944 is our number. If you'd like to call and bring us up to date on anything like that I've talked about, how about the Dunkin' Donuts that has been rumored to go in there on the other side of the street from Carlisle Restaurant. Is that going to take place? I saw a sign in their front yard today, so maybe something didn't turn out right. There used to be a beauty shop there, remember? Well, okay. And what else? We had a yard sale. We mentioned on Adair Road, I think it was 1296 Adair Road, today and tomorrow. And remember yesterday, Glenn Coble was going to have Swap Shop, but we had all that technical difficulty yesterday, and you couldn't call in with your items. So I thought, well, why not do it today if you want, just for the fun of it? Do you have anything you want to sell? You have a yard sale going on? Give me a buzz. Or would you like to just talk? I haven't much in the way of prizes today. I've got tickets to the Wilds, and they expire on the 27th. I've got three tickets to the Haunted Trail, though, at the Eco Center, and that should be interesting. October the 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., the Haunted Trail. And I'll give one ticket to each correct caller, if I have a caller. Okay. Well, let me see. Looking at questions for today and going back to, I had more fun with the street names. And here we will start it in again. There is a city on Lake Michigan, rather large city, with the same name as a street in Marion. Now what would that be? A city in, that's an Illinois city, really, on Lake Michigan. Pretty good size. And there's a street in Marion of the same name. What would that be? Now, if you don't want a prize, that's fine. If you just want to answer, great. We'll just have some fun today. All right. Or if you have a garage sale you want to mention, don't hesitate to call. We're a community service here. That's what we're designated as, a community service station, which means you provide a chance for people to express themselves or to talk about anything they'd like to talk about. 740. Oh, here we go. All right. Stand by. Good morning. We're on the air.
That's Chicago.
Yes, it is Chicago. That's pretty easy. Would you like a ticket to the Haunted Trail?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Chad, I did want to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you say something about Toph's Ice Cream?
Yeah, I did.
What are they doing?
I don't know if they're doing... Well, I saw on the internet they've got something else to eat in there.
Oh, okay.
It's on South Main Street. You know where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the internet this morning on Facebook, a picture of something new they're offering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they was moving a little shop in there or something.
Well, yeah, they are. That's right. Didn't I mention that there's something else moving in there with them? I can't remember. Can't remember what it is.
That across from that old shop there on, but in the same area as Carlisle's restaurant. That's Dr. David or Dr. Reed who left Marion. That's okay. His shop is where.
Okay, and that would be on the west side of Carlisle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, that would be probably where the Dunkin' Donuts is going.
Well,
I think the beauty shop is still there.
Oh, really? I saw a sign in the front yard for sale today.
Okay, well, it could be gone, but I just know that Dr. Reed left because...
I know. Everybody would welcome a Dunkin' Donuts, that's for sure.
Well, at least two of them.
Yeah. Or Dixie Cream.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye. All right. Anyone else out there? That was a good point he brought up about the doctor's office that was on the west side of the Carlisle restaurant. And I took for granted and was told that Dunkin' Donuts could possibly, if they could overcome some of the complexities of locating there, where that beauty shop was. Or is it still a beauty shop there? 7403, give me a buzz, 7403-3944. Like to keep everybody up to date. You know, that's what's fun. It's like opening a newspaper and wanting to read something up to date. Try. Now, let me tell you. The other day, instead of the Marion Star, they left the Columbus Dispatch. Oh, let me tell you. It was on Tuesday, I think. And I could have read that paper all day long. There was so much in it. There wasn't anything about Marion. Of course, you know, the Marion Star generally has one feature story on Marion, which is good. But anyhow, I called the number that is given for the Marion Star to tell them that I got the Columbus Dispatch instead of the Marion Star, and that we're paying $58.30 a month to get the Marion Star. Although I've heard a lot of people pay a lot less than that. Now, why? Isn't there a standard one? No, apparently there isn't. I heard of some people paying $24 a month. Is that correct? Does it depend on where you live? But our letter said $58.30 a month. Okay, so anyhow, I called the number and said, ma'am, I've received a Columbus Dispatch today. She said, oh, well, you know. And the thing is, in contrast to most people who said all they got was a recording, I actually got a lady. You know, really, a one-on-one talking. And she said she'd make up for it, you know, so forth and so on. And so it was one of those where you call the Marion Star and they say, if you want to talk about your subscription, about this and that and everything else, if you want to talk about obituaries or other community events, press this number and that number. I pressed number one and got an actual live lady. Oh, that was, I thought, boy, that's interesting. And she was. She was live and lively. Have you ever had a problem that way? Do you get the Marion Star? Do you pay more or less than $58.30 a month? 7403-3944. All right. And we do need local news so bad. You know, we like to open the paper. Yes, they generally have a feature on the front page of something happening in Marion. Like at the Palace Theater. Frozen is on this week. Yes, indeed. Frozen, I think, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'll be there. I have a granddaughter playing the butler in Frozen. And they had a feature on that. And that's good. Every day they do have a Marion feature. But otherwise, it's, you know, news generated by the Gannett people. Gannett? The people that produce USA Today. Do you remember when USA Today came out? Oh, my goodness. We couldn't get a copy of that fast enough. It was so interesting. I was working at the original WDIF at the time. And we took on, the radio station took on, the distributorship for USA Today. So that was something. We also published, of course, News Live. Okay, we have a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
If you would like to make a selection, please be aware that our menu may have changed. If you don't care and would like to be taken off of our call list, press 1. Otherwise, hold for an automated human being.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. But we got, I actually talked to a live lady.
Wow. I mean, have you ever talked to anybody that wasn't alive?
Oh, yeah.
Did they answer?
They always agreed with everything I asked.
Oh, wow. Well, they never say no.
Right. Never say no.
Yeah. You know, the Marion Star, I would think, you know, I don't know if Harding still has the Herald, the monthly or biweekly newspaper.
That's right. I don't think they do.
And then all the other schools used to have newspapers.
Yes.
Yeah, if I were running the Marion Star, I would get the journalism classes, if they don't have them anymore, English classes. Find out students who's interested in journalism, and every week feature this high school, that high school, etc. That way parents will buy subscriptions to see the photographs their kids took, the stories their kids wrote. There'd be more human interest.
Yeah, that would be nice if they had, they don't have the personnel apparently to carry out anything like that. I don't.
You know, it's something that's old fashioned. Call me old fashioned, but this concept is old fashioned. It's called work.
I tell you what, Terry, the other day I was watching the state legislature, and I saw a person giving a testimony. I can't remember the subject. Behind her were three of our representatives on their iPhones or their smartphones texting while she was speaking. I thought, why you would have somebody speak?
There should be, you know, if you're ever given a speech or talking to a group of people and you see them texting, I think the smart thing to do when they're playing with their smartphones is remind them, there will be a comprehensive exam after this presentation.
Yeah.
Those who fail will lose their a forefinger or a thumb or a combination thereof.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insanity. But no, that would be one way to revive the Marion Star and get subscriptions up.
Yeah.
It's like WMRN, iHeart Media, big conglomerate. We lost a lot of the community identity.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all become homogenized.
Yeah. That's why I'm trying to drum up some things here on my program, news-wise and otherwise.
Well, you know, they could do... Scott could do a, like they used to have the Harding Reporter once a week.
Yeah.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much.
Stand by, Terry.
It's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake. And oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back on. Terry, you still there?
Yep. I'm here, but I've been accused of not being all there. So.
Well, yeah, me too. But, yeah, it's interesting, the fact that today everybody depends more on the Internet than anything else.
Yeah, I guess it's because it's easy. But, you know, Steve Stewart used to be there at the Harding Reporter.
Yep.
And as far as I know, they went around to all the county schools, all the schools in Marion County, and kids would, you know, put news stories together and that, and would have a weekly broadcast. I don't know. I don't recall how long it was, but, you know, that's a good opportunity for WWGH is to get the students involved in journalism, etc.
Yeah. And... It, like us, you know, we're all volunteer people here, and there's not enough of us to do everything that ought to be done, really.
Well, you know, you get to a point, I mean, look at PBS. PBS is a nonprofit.
Yeah.
A lot of people are volunteers. You know, you get money from foundations, et cetera, et cetera, and, you know, you get to a point where you can afford to have somebody there supervise, but it's just a matter of organization. Getting English teachers or journalism teachers from all the schools, get them together and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. You want to be a part of this for the children. You know how the politicians always throw the children out there so they can get what they want. You know, and it's really, it's not only good for the students, it's good for the community.
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, I got my start in radio broadcasting. I was the engineer for the high school reporter program at Bucyrus High School. And every Wednesday at 4:15, I had a little amplifier and I had a telephone line hooked to it and put the kids on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was 1950. Woo.
Yep. And, you know, that's even, hey, you know, you could even have a moment of talent. Let somebody come in and do their little rap, their little song or something or other, whatever it is.
Yeah.
A moment of talent from this school, that school, whatever.
The thing is, we do not have a BMI license or an ASCAP license, and we've been put to bear, you know, we're listened to all the time and reported if we happen to play anything.
Yeah, that's a challenge. But, you know, they can sing a song or whatever without the musical accompaniment. But then again, too, if it's original.
Yeah,
if
right.
If it proves that it's all original, then they're okay.
Yeah, right.
But there's so many things that could be done.
Oh, sure. There, I mean.
And it's just a matter of wrangling volunteers to get that thing done. They've all got to see, you know, they got to all have buy-in on it. So, but anyways, I'm arriving at my destination. I'm not texting while driving, I'm talking, but I'm extremely talented, so I can do that.
Hey, by the way, I had a caller, too, wanting to know if that B-17 crash has ever been in Marion. As far as I know, it hasn't.
I'm unaware of it. I don't pay attention to the news.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just ignore it. You know, when the Mack, I don't want somebody to say, hey, a Mack truck's going to hit you in 5 seconds. I would rather just be hit by the Mack truck and it lights out, you know?
Well, that's an idea. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
But anyway, no, where did the plane go down?
No, I can't remember the, it barely took off and crashed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm only aware of two of them. One is the Yankee Lady out of Michigan, and the other is the, I want to say Silver Cloud or Silver...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something or other that the...
This B-17 was still in military colors, olive drab.
Olive drab.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Could have possibly been the duplicate for the Memphis Belle.
Yeah, I don't know, but if you ever watch the news or anything, you'd see it, and maybe I'd be able to identify it. But
well, I think that's one of the new cancers we have. Is the internet and the news.
Yeah.
It grows like a cancer.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And you can't really get a handle on it.
That's for sure, yeah.
But anyway, no, that would be good. Somebody can do it. We can make the Marion Star good again if the USA Network didn't want to homogenize it, so.
Yeah, it's interesting,
it's,
isn't it?
It's good for WWGH because where else can people get local information and have an outlet themselves to talk to the community about what they've got going on for the community?
That's right. Absolutely, so, yeah.
So hopefully WWGH will grow.
Oh,
and
hey.
Hey, my crystal ball just lit up.
Oh, really?
It says WWGH is going to be where WMRN used to be.
Oh, really?
But it doesn't say when.
Yeah.
Lit up and said WMRN replaced by WWGH.
Well, that would be something. That'd be a big rumor.
Woo. Would that not be ironic?
Oh. Hey, by the way, I found another picture of your mother with her bicycle with me, and I'm saving that for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Somewhere, I hope somebody's enjoying that bike.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure who knows who's got it, where it is. Well, anyways, I've got to go.
Okay.
I'll talk with you the next time I talk
All
to
right.
you.
See Bye. Ya. Okay. And so it goes. Anyone else like to put their 3 cents in here? It's 11:38 the time, and you're listening to, well, you know what you're listening to. Our number is 740-383-9944. And if you have a yard sale or any news of any kind you'd like to pass along, just do it. Okay, what else do I have to ask? And all, I've got 3 tickets to the Haunted Trail at the Eco Center. And that trail is open October the 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And let me see. What else? There was a man on a television show that was not the major character, but he was a very noted character in this particular Western TV show, and he had a limp. He didn't walk straight down the aisle. There's a street in Marion with a name just like his. What would it be? A street named after the character actually in the TV series Gunsmoke. What's the name of that street? 11:39's the time. And let's see, what else do we have here? There's a Crafts for a Cure craft and vendor show at the Isla Grande Farm. Oh, this Saturday, tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Harding Highway west of Marion, right around the Big Island area. And, too, if you're picking up your prize, we're open for that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. Okay. And so it goes. Right now, or today, is October the 4th. This month is starting to move right along. And, golly, it won't be long. It will be Halloween. And then it won't be long. It will be Thanksgiving. Some of the stores already have Christmas items out. Oh, my goodness. But you've got to keep ahead of the game or you lose out. Now, I tell you, let me see. My cousin in California sent me an email yesterday, and I'm going to, it's about Walmart. And you got to hear this if you haven't already. Now, let me see if I can bring it up here and let you know the story about Walmart. It absolutely is amazing. Now, here, I am, and here's what it says. I'm forwarding this to you, very special people in our world, not as a Republican or Democrat, but as an American who cares very much about the future of our country. Hope you find it interesting and feel compelled to send it on to other people. And here it is. Americans spend $36 million at Walmart every hour of every day. Can you imagine? $36 million is spent every hour of every day at a Walmart. Now, this works out to $20,928 of profit every minute. Walmart will sell more from January 1st to St. Patrick's Day than Target sells all year. Walmart is bigger than Home Depot, bigger than Kroger, Target, Sears, Costco, and Kmart all put together. Walmart employs 1.6 million people, which is the world's largest private employer, and most employees speak English. Walmart's the largest company in the Walmart is the largest company in the history of the world. Walmart now sells more food than Kroger and Safeway combined. And keep in mind, they did this in only 15 years. During the same period, 31 big supermarket chains sought bankruptcy. Walmart now sells more food than any other store in the entire planet. Walmart has approximately 3,900 stores in the USA, of which 1,906 are super centers. This is 1,000 more than it had 5 years ago. This year, 7.2 billion different purchasing experiences will occur at Walmart stores. And the Earth's population is 6.5 billion. 90% of all Americans live within 15 miles of a Walmart. Okay, and then the gist of the whole thing, if Walmart can be so successful and planning perfectly, looks like, why can't our government do the same thing instead of losing all the time? Okay, it's now 11:43. Boy, we're getting right down there. My goodness. Anyone else have any news today? Or can you tell me, well, we already found out, Chicago's on Lake Michigan. And I've only been in Chicago one time my entire life. I was out on Lake Michigan once, though, on a cruise on a schooner with the Whirlpool Corporation, and I could look across the water and see the lights of Chicago. And that stays in my mind. Well, I've flown into Chicago at O'Hare Airport a number of times. But all in all, I haven't ever been on the ground except one time in Chicago. And that was traveling through the town to a place called Joliet, Illinois. Oh, my. Let me see here. What else can I... There's a street in Marion with a military name. A street in Marion with a military name. What would that street be? It has to do with the military. And it's not like the 42nd Rainbow Division. This is one name and has to do with military. 7403-39944. Right now it's 11:45, so don't call right now. Call after I come back on, after this little break we're coming up to right now. Well, I thought we were coming up to a break, but maybe we don't. Okay, well,
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, here we go.
Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back on the air here, and we have a caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, we had a caller, but then we don't. Okay, the caller is gone. Now, don't forget, there's a little time between the time you hear me on the radio and the time that I'm talking here. There's a little, it has to go through all these little circuits in the computer. And all these little transistors and diodes and SD cards and all these things. My voice travels through all those and then comes out your radio. 11:47 is the time. Like to hear from you at 740-383-9944. Do you have any news to pass along? Anything happening in Marion? Any new business or old business? What about the businesses on Main Street? What's going on there? We know there's Topped Ice Cream. There's Byrie's. Byrie's been there for a lot of years now, serving great food. But we have some new businesses going in there on both sides of the street. If anybody connected with those businesses or businesses to be, give us a call here, 740-333-9944. And this is your chance to let out what's going on. And another thing is, yesterday I started talking about the quality of FM radios. Now, if you got a little tiny FM radio, you have a hard time separating us from WBCO and Bucyrus. They're right next door to us. Okay, here's a caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Charlie.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, the name of that one street you're looking for, was it Chester?
No, it wasn't Chester. Hey, by the way, Bob, do you have anything you want to sell on Swap Shop?
I don't want to sell anything, but we got some kittens to give away.
Oh, really? Well, give us your phone number and you can give them away.
All right, 740-244-5174.
Okay, one more time.
740-244-5174.
Okay. All right, Bob.
Yeah, I tried to call him yesterday, and to go in, but that phone line was all messed up.
Oh, I know. Yesterday was the day to forget.
Yeah.
We had a lot of problems, yeah.
Yeah, when I finally, I had to talk to Glenn a little bit, and he said that, right later on, so it never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. Thank you. Okay. And speaking of cats to give away, I have a relative in another town that had a cancer operation, and she also had a lot of cats. And usually when you go through a step down from a care, the Medicare people come out and inspect your house to make sure everything is, and they saw these cats and got a court order and took all the cats away from my relative. And she, oh my. Okay, caller, go ahead.
That military street would be Sergeant.
Yes, it was Sergeant, yes. Hey, would you like a ticket to the haunted thing out there at the Echo Center?
No, all I'd want would be like a zoo tickets to the zoo.
I'm all out of zoo tickets today. Next week I'll have some more. So,
okay, hey. I'll try next week.
Hey, good. I appreciate you. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, yeah. This relative of mine is very distraught. Oh, my goodness. But you see, after you've been in a facility and you're on Medicare, they come and they did that with me. The first thing they did was make sure I could take a shower, but that took place in the nursing home. And I had to have a nurse stand with me while I took a shower. And then the Medicare people come to your house and make sure you've got the rugs with don't slip and all these safety things. You've got handles in your bathtub and all this and that. And so Medicare tries to make sure that when you're released for home that you'll be taken care of or can take care of yourself. And that's the way it is. Well, let me see what else is happening. 11:51 and a half. How about you out there? Do you have any news? Let me see. And so far, I haven't heard of any accident. Oh, here we go. All right. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Taylor, I forgot to mention to you. When we're talking about that street,
yeah.
The one you mentioned earlier about the guy that walked with a limp on Gunsmoke.
Yes.
And his name was Chester.
That's right, it was Chester, yeah.
Right, that was the one I was referring to.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Yeah, let's see. We're getting close to 11:52 already. Boy, time is moving right along today. I hope I've been able to pass along some information, but still I would like to know how Halloween got into this grisly or gruesome condition. I remember once when I was with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, they invited all of us Bureau people up to Cedar Point and for their Halloween thing that they have. Maybe it's going on right now. And they put us in coffins.
That's right.
And took our picture. Oh, my wife didn't appreciate that. Oh, my goodness. And it was horrible. You know, everything was horrible. But why is that? Why do we do that for Halloween? Because, you know, we're living in gruesome times to begin with. The reality of people being killed every day, and like in Columbus, all kinds of things happening. And yet, we more or less use gruesomeness as a big laughable thing during Halloween. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, when they call that swap?
Swap shop?
Yes.
Well, it was going to be yesterday, but we had a computer problem. Now, do you have something to sell?
No, not yet. Okay. But I know a lot of people, and until I go and listen to your station, what days are you going to have it? Do you know yet?
Okay, I don't know for sure now. Glenn is not here today. It would have been yesterday. I don't know if it's more than once a week or not.
Okay.
But we'll be announcing it here every day.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's good to hear that you're going to have at least one day or two days.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be surprised when people get to know your number.
Yes, right. Good.
I think it's coming around, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, yes, indeed. Yeah, you know, we're offering a service here. I know we're not the most powerful station on the dial. We're one of the LP low-power stations licensed by the FCC to be a nonprofit community station. Yeah. Hey. And so that's what we are. Dick Kaufman's here. Richard, you want your tickets? Yeah. Come on over. Yeah. Did you win zoo tickets?
No, something else.
Okay, what was it?
I don't know.
Oh, let me look it up here. Richard Kaufman's a good friend of mine. He's a Marion County farmer. And, okay. Oh, EcoFest. Two tickets to that. Yeah, here. Yeah, there you are. Yeah. Have fun.
Thank you.
How? Any change in crops? Everything's about the same, huh?
Well, we're starting to cut beans now.
Oh, starting to cut beans. What's the moisture content like?
12.4.
Oh, 12.4?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
You're going to be off in a minute?
Yeah, I'll be off in another 5 minutes. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Okay. Richard Kaufman and his wife are here. Okay. Yeah, that echo thing is south of Caledonia. Yeah, I think it's Caledonia Climax Road, around the cemetery. Yeah, and so it goes. Okay, the time right now is 11:56. I'll be here to noon today, and then after that, we'll continue with regular programming. And then I'll see you next Wednesday morning here on WWGH. And don't forget, you can pick up your prizes Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at the radio station. 11:56 is the time. We've got about 3 minutes left in the program today. And let's see, what else can I ask you? There is a street in Marion with the name of an attachment to a musical instrument. I asked this once before and got the answer. A name of a street in Marion that is the same name as something you would put in a musical instrument, and without it, you couldn't play it. So, what's the name of that street? 7403-39944. And we're just about out of time, 11:57. Do you know it, Richard? Yeah. Reed. Yes, Reed Street. Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What a reed goes in a clarinet, doesn't it? I think so, yeah. And without a reed, there's no clarinet music. Okay. 11:57 and a half is the time. And we'll be here for another minute or so. Okay, here's a caller. Good morning, caller.
Oh, shoot. You already gave the answer. I was going to say if I could swap an old reed for a new reed.
Oh, yeah, no. No, we.
Can I swap a politician for a new one?
Sure, yeah, you name it.
Will it cost anything?
No, not at all.
Now, do they need to be bound and gagged and blindfolded when they're brought up?
No, no, really. Just prodded with a one of those rods you poke cattle with.
Cattle prod, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure they get all their shots and everything before
okay.
I bring them up there.
That's good, that's good.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye. Okay, 11:58 is the time. Got a couple of minutes left in the program today. Time, if you'd like to call, 7403-39944. I'll be back next week. So in the meantime, keep track of things going on because we'd like to hear about things happening in Marion. Like to know more about, is Dunkin' Donuts really going to go in Marion? Is there a difficulty in getting the location? A Panda's Express will be open, I don't know how many weeks, but they're sure going to town on that building. And let's see what else is happening. I was going to ask, too, or mention, I don't know of any accidents that have happened on that backwards back-in parking space here on Center Street. Now, we have a lot of the regular diagonal parking spaces, but there's that one you have to stop in the middle of the street, hope there's not a truck behind you, and back into the parking place. And hopefully don't go up over the curb in the county building. But they're working right now on the, doing some remodeling on the county building. So we're almost to the end. Okay, we have a caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello? Okay, well, our caller is gone. It must have jumped off the Huber building. 11, oh, it's noontime. Time for us to say, yeah, I think this is the same one. Caller, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah.
The, next to Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a smoothie place.
A what kind?
Smoothie.
Oh, movie.
Yeah, smoothie drinks.
Oh, smoothie. Yeah.
Very
good.
I don't know what it's supposed to be called, but they say that's what's moving in there.
Okay.
But it just came to mind.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's going to do it.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries, and Donald Trump does not have the right temperament, the knowledge, or the capability of being president of the United States. I think I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you think he walked away even before the question was finished?
You know, I can't explain that. And, I've actually been thinking about it because other people are asking questions and talking about it. And, of course, Trump supporters are very angry that I even brought up the racism question. But, you know, I didn't get to finish. Again, it was I really wanted to give him the opportunity to address all critics. But I think I'm surprised that his people haven't prepared him more for questions like that when these issues are at the forefront of the election.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Check us out on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Most show archives are available on the net. programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
This is Bill Macy. Walter, from the hit TV series Maud. WWGH107.1.com is where you find archives of WWGH Radio. Their radio programs dating back to January 2016 and a live stream of the station itself. Go there now, or God will get you for that.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you, lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays.